Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Starting Monday, Philadelphia's famed 123-year-old Reading Terminal Market will be guided by new general manager Anuj Gupta, who's stepping down as executive director of the community development corporation Mount Airy USA. Anuj, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
So Anuj, like a doctor, your first task, I presume, is to do no harm to this esteemed institution in Philadelphia. Having said that, there are revisions and ways to bring it even more into the modern age. Where do you start?
I mean, I think we're building from success, and that's a very fortunate place to start from. We have to figure out how to manage that success, frankly. One of the challenges is now simply crowd control. You come to the market on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and it's bursting at the seams.
You're swept along by the tide.
That's right. That's right. And so for some folks, that can actually be a detraction. And we want to continue to encourage growth while making it a more manageable experience for all. So physically, there are things I think we might be able to do to improve that and manage the crowds better. There are assets outside of the building which, during peak periods, for example, could possibly be utilized. Let's take Filbert Street, for example. You can imagine a Saturday afternoon when the market is kind of at its peak, and the crowd is able to spill out into Filbert Street, maybe use that for seating. Maybe there's some musicians out there. Maybe there's some other vendors out there. So I think there are ways to better manage that.
There's nothing like the uniqueness of the Reading Terminal Market. How do you assess competition?
So you're absolutely right. It is a very unique public institution. It has maintained a very fine balance in appealing to a variety of people at the same time. So the conventioneers and the tourists love it. The folks working in Center City love it as a place to dine. But everyday Philadelphians love it as a shopping destination as well. And it is that part of the market which I think separates it from many other public markets in the U.S. and simultaneously is under greatest threat. We do have competition coming right at our doorsteps. We have an organic grocery store coming to 11th and Market.
Also, the revision of the gallery space.
The revision of the gallery. Whole Foods is nearly complete with its sort of mega store that they're building in Fairmount. But if you compare the diversity, the quality, and the affordability of everything that's offered at Reading Terminal with all of those others, no one's going to beat us. And it's important to get that message out and, frankly, make the shopping experience more viable and more accessible for more Philadelphians.
And toward that end, I understand you're trying to bring 21st century technology to bear.
You can imagine a scenario whereby folks who want to shop at the market during the week, they don't necessarily live in Center City, but they can't physically take the time from their workplace to go over and get what they want. We should be able to leverage technology to get them their goods from the market without ever setting foot in it.
Though I might caution that shopping at the terminal is such a sensory experience. Sights, sounds, smells, and touches. I don't know if that can be replicated by making a click online.
There is nothing that beats the experience of being in the market itself. But if you know at the start of your day, well, I'd love to have some poultry to cook for dinner tonight, or I need produce, and you simply don't have time to get over there, that should not be an obstacle to shopping at the market.
Talk about vendor turnover at the market and the process of finding suitable replacements.
Mm-hmm. So one of the first things I think you have to look at is maintaining that balance between prepared kind of dining options and purveyors of fresh food. It's that balance that I believe separates this market from all others in the United States. So when an opening comes up, I think that's one of the first sort of decision points you have to look at. Then you get into, well, what gaps does the market have? For example, we don't have any Korean food, for example, and there's a lot of innovative things happening in Korean food in Philadelphia. Same within the fresh food purveyors. We don't necessarily have anyone that's specializing in gluten-free options, which is a
growing
big thing now in retail. So those are the types of things that you might look at, figuring out what gaps to fill.
Anuj Gupta, congratulations, bon appetit, and thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Anuj Gupta, new general manager of the Reading Terminal Market as of Monday, stepping down as executive director of the Community Development Corporation, Mount Airy USA.